Welcome to The Lowdown, where we dive deep into the shadows of history and the brilliance of tomorrow. Join us as we unravel ancient mysteries and explore the hidden knowledge of the occult, blending the wisdom of the ages with cutting-edge futuristic technologies. From the enigmatic pyramids of Egypt to the secrets of modern AI, we'll delve into the stories that shape our past and influence our future. Whether you're a history buff, a tech enthusiast, or a curious seeker of truth, The Lowdown brings you captivating discussions and expert insights that illuminate the fascinating intersections of our world. Let's embark on this journey together.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
King Solomon was known throughout the land for his wisdom. His heart, however, yearned for something more than just wisdom. He dreamt of a temple, a beacon of faith for his people. This temple would be a monument to their beliefs. It would be a beacon of hope for generations to come. But this temple, Solomon knew, could not be just any ordinary structure. It had to be magnificent, awe-inspiring. It had to be a testament to the power of their faith and the skill of his people. The task was immense, the challenges daunting. Solomon understood the limitations of his human workforce. He needed something more, something beyond the ordinary. He needed the help of the supernatural. He needed the jinn. The whispers of ancient lore spoke of these beings of immense power. The jinn, creatures of fire and air, could manipulate the world with unmatched strength. They could achieve the impossible. Yet their power was a double-edged sword. They were known for their unpredictable nature and could be as destructive as they were helpful. Solomon knew he had to tread carefully. He had to appeal to their nature, not command them. He sought the advice of wise men and scholars poring over ancient scrolls. He learned of rituals and offerings of languages long forgotten. Solomon studied the law, understanding the delicate balance between respect and command when dealing with the jinn. He learned of their fiery nature, their affinity for riddles and challenges, their love of knowledge. He realized he couldn't simply summon them as slaves. He had to engage their minds, their very essence. The whispers on the wind led him to a hidden cave, untouched by sunlight. Inside, ancient symbols adorned the walls, pulsating with a faint ethereal glow. This was a place of power, a gateway to the jinn's realm. The air crackled with anticipation. He could feel their presence, watching, waiting. He knew that the jinn could be fickle. Their power came with a price. They were not ones to be commanded, but challenged and intrigued. Solomon, with a heart full of hope and a mind brimming with plans, prepared himself for the encounter. He knew he had to choose his words carefully. The ritual began at the stroke of midnight. Flames erupted from the brazier, casting dancing shadows on the cave walls. The air grew thick with the scent of sandalwood and myrrh. Solomon, his voice strong and steady, recited the ancient incantations. Each word was a key, unlocking the barrier between the mortal and the supernatural. A swirling vortex of fire erupted within the cave, its heat intense yet strangely comforting. From the heart of the flames emerged a figure of immense stature, its form constantly shifting. The jinn stood before Solomon, its eyes burning like molten gold, its voice a deep rumble that echoed through the cavern. "You have summoned us, King Solomon," the jinn boomed, its voice resonating with power. "What is it that you desire?" Solomon, unafraid, looked into the heart of the inferno and spoke. He presented his vision, not as a demand, but as a challenge, an opportunity to create something truly magnificent.
King Solomon, renowned for his wisdom and wealth, is often associated with building magnificent temples, including the first temple in Jerusalem. According to various legends and apocryphal texts, Solomon possessed a unique ability to command and utilize supernatural beings called jinn, or jinn, to aid in his monumental construction projects. These spirits were believed to possess extraordinary skills, strength, and knowledge. In these narratives, Solomon's mastery over the jinn was granted by divine authority, enabling him to summon, control, and deploy these entities to perform tasks such as quarrying stones, transporting materials, and erecting complex architectural structures. The jinn worked tirelessly under his command, helping to realize Solomon's grand vision for the temple's design and construction. While these stories are primarily found in medieval Jewish, Islamic, and esoteric traditions, rather than in the canonical biblical texts, they reflect themes of divine wisdom, the harnessing of supernatural forces, and Solomon's legendary power over spirits.
King Solomon was a ruler of great fame. His wisdom was known far and wide. People came from distant lands to hear him. He listened well and judged fairly. Now, Solomon had a very special wish. He wanted to build a house for God. Not just any house, but a temple of amazing beauty and wonder. It would be a place of peace and prayer, a shining jewel in Jerusalem. This temple needed to be built carefully. It needed the best stones, the finest wood. The work would be very hard, very long. Solomon knew his people were skilled. But this task was bigger than imagined. He needed help, a different kind of help. He thought of creatures of fire and air, the powerful, often mischievous, jinn. Could they help build such a holy place? Solomon believed they could, with guidance. The jinn were not always easy to manage. They were strong, yes, incredibly strong. They could do things no human could do, lift mountains, carve stone like butter. But they were also wild and sometimes tricky. Some were good, some were less so. Solomon knew he needed a special way, a way to ask for their help, to guide them. He needed to ensure they worked for good, for the glory of the temple he dreamed of. So the great King Solomon made his plan, a plan to bring together human hands and the magical power of the jinn. It was a bold idea, a brave thought. Many might have been afraid of jinn, but Solomon was wise and also brave. He trusted in his wisdom from God. He knew this temple was meant to be, and he would find a way to build it, a testament to faith, a marvel for ages. King Solomon had a very special ring. It was not just gold, not just pretty. This ring held great power and magic. It was called the Seal of Solomon. Engraved upon it was a secret name, a name that commanded respect from spirits. With this ring, Solomon could speak to jinn. He could summon them to his presence. He could ask for their obedience and aid. The jinn knew the power of the seal, so Solomon used his ring with care. He called forth the jinn, many of them. They appeared like smoke, like shadows, like fire. Some were huge, some were small and quick. Solomon spoke to them with a calm voice. He told them of his plan for the temple. He asked for their strength and their skills. Most jinn bowed, respecting the ring's power. They agreed to help the wise king, but one among them was very proud. This was Asmodeus, a king of the jinn. He was strong, cunning, and full of mischief. Asmodeus did not want to be ordered. He tried to cause trouble and chaos. He whispered doubts to the other jinn. He played tricks on the human workers. He thought he could outsmart King Solomon. He even tried to trick Solomon himself, hoping to disrupt the important work and show that jinn were not to be ruled. But Solomon was wiser than Asmodeus knew. The king saw through the jinn king's tricks. He did not get angry or shout loudly. Instead, he used his great wisdom. Solomon set a clever puzzle for Asmodeus, a task that seemed simple but was not. Asmodeus, proud and boastful, was caught. He had to admit Solomon's cleverness. Solomon then bound Asmodeus with the seal and set him to work, his power now for good. With Asmodeus now under control, things changed. The jinn began their amazing work. The building of the temple sped forward, like nothing anyone had ever seen before. Humans watched in awe and wonder. The djinn were truly magical helpers. They lifted stones, huge, heavy stones, stones that 100 men could not budge. They carried them as if they were feathers, floating them through the air to their place. The sounds of building were different now. There was no clang of hammer on stone, for the temple was built in silence. A holy silence filled with focused work. The djinn carved intricate designs with ease. Their fiery breath could shape metal. Their strong hands could polish wood smooth. They worked tirelessly day and night, moving with a speed that was dazzling. The walls of the temple rose quickly. One of the most amazing sights was this. The djinn formed a long, long chain. It stretched from the quarries far away, all the way to the temple mount. Great blocks of stone were passed along, from one djinn hand to the next, faster than the eye could truly follow. It looked like a river of stone flowing. This saved so much time and effort, a miracle of cooperation and power. The djinn also brought precious things, gold from deep within the earth, silver that shone like the moon, rare woods from forests far away. They knew where to find the best materials. They brought them swiftly to Jerusalem. Every piece was perfect, every detail fine. The temple was growing more beautiful each day, thanks to the might of these spirit helpers, guided by Solomon's vision and his ring. When much of the hard work was done, King Solomon decided to do something special. He wanted to thank everyone involved, both the humans and the djinn helpers. So he planned a magnificent feast, not just for eating, but for understanding. A chance for these different beings to meet, to share stories and to learn from each other. It was a bold and kind idea from the king, a way to build bridges of friendship. The feast was held under the stars. Tables were laden with wonderful foods. Music played, soft and enchanting. Humans sat with djinn, talking quietly. At first, some were shy, some were wary. But Solomon's warmth spread to everyone. The djinn shared tales of their world, of magic, of deserts, of starry skies. The humans spoke of their lives, their hopes. They discovered they had much to share. Through this sharing, understanding grew. The djinn learned about human hearts. Humans saw the djinn not just as workers, but as beings with their own thoughts. Knowledge was exchanged, secrets of crafts, wisdom of the earth, wisdom of spirit. The feast became a symbol of unity, showing that even very different groups could find common ground and respect. This pleased King Solomon very much. Finally, the great temple was complete. It stood, shining, a wonder to behold, a testament to what could be achieved when wisdom guided power and all worked together. Humans and djinn had built something unique. A place of beauty, a house of peace. The success of the temple was a lesson. Harmony and cooperation brought great rewards. King Solomon's dream had come true, and the tale is told to this very day.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.